Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
I am very excited to say that if she wasn't in my bad books enough already for this year's Dancing with the Stars, pro dancer Karen Byrne is after waltzing in here with Jay Carter, who she won her first Dancing with the Stars with.
Woo.
So let's see how smart she is on telly, which is shoveling zebra poo this week. I'm dying to see this.
Do you know what? It was actually like one of the most fun television experiences that me and Jake done together.
Poo part. Not the poo
I didn't even mind the
Sorry,
poo.
You lift the glitter ball trophy with him and you're like, this topped it.
Yeah, no, it actually did.
This was so much better.
Do you know, we got so up close and personal into all these animals, like into their little, I suppose their war, like the zookeepers in general, when we met them, I was like, this is a dream job. It's amazing what they do, and I can't imagine how difficult it is. But imagine getting to spend, like, snow leopards we were in.
What?
Basically, like, so close to them, weren't we? They were roaring at us.
Yeah, we were in their enclosure. No, it was, it was a cool experience. Like, but yeah, there was a lot of poo as well on that day, wasn't it?
Did you genuinely have to spend the day though, like, showing?
Yeah, so I thought I was kind of like, oh, this will just be for telly. We'll do a bit here and there. By the end of it, my back was worse than it was after Dancing with the Stars.
It was.
Shuffling all that
away.
Manure. We call it manure.
Carrying
my back
another show.
Was in bits.
We had to go and put then, they have this manure that goes around the zoo on the plants and stuff and the trees, and they wanted to film this, so we were like, oh yeah, no problem, we'll just be there with the shovel, do you know what I mean, and put one shovel on it, be like, yeah, that's great, we've got the shot. We were there for like half an hour, these two.
I was like, surely we're not doing the whole trailer.
Two of the, what are they called, like agriculture, there's a name for them, I can't remember now. It was a big long name that they look after basically the plants and stuff, but they were just standing there for about half an hour as I'm buckets
and they
of
deserve
manure.
A bit of time off,
and then Karen was standing there as well, so basically it was like a proper workout.
I was so excited to get the uniform. I was thinking, this actual uniform is, it's unreal, proper heavy jacket. I said, this would be great for walking the dog, Lenny. But there was so much basically poo all over by the end of it that they couldn't let us bring it home. I was raging.
Hose you down.
Karen was
you go.
Dying to get that the jacket into the car home, weren't you?
Yeah, I am dying to see this because, like, the fact that they just made a list of jobs they needed done for the day and shoved the two eating on top of it, and you couldn't say no.
No, you couldn't say no. But do you know, it was something completely, like, not everyone gets to get into all, where there's, like, where the giraffes actually sleep and stuff. I loved it. I didn't love the smell. But
no.
Jake, you were a bit lazy actually comparing to me. I don't weigh more work than you.
You'll all be on telly tonight, you'll
exactly.
see.
What time is it on at tonight?
Oh.
I'll come back and let people know.
Is it 7:30, I think, maybe?
On RT1 at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. I was close.
7 o'clock
close
this
enough.
Evening. You were close enough. Yeah. Sure, you've lived it now anyway. That's grand. Yeah. That's where the rest of us go watching. That is on RT1. I am dying to see this, and I cannot tell you, like, Karen, like, when you pulled out that blindfold for Dance with the Stars, I thought I couldn't hate you anymore. Then,
no, but
then
you know what, your mom came to me afterwards and was like, Karen, if I wanted, I'm raging Laura didn't win, but if anyone else was going to win, I wanted it to be you. And I was like, I think that was a compliment.
No, it absolutely was. She was, but my whole family absolutely adored you. Do you remember when you met Nono the first day?
I know.
Oh my gosh, she thought, and she kept, because her whole thing was, and I told you all, she's the best girl ever, and look, she's as sound in real life. But what I was going to say was, I thought I couldn't be more jealous of you than that. And then you go on and you do a show like the Zoo Live, and I'm like, oh my god, that is the coolest thing I've ever heard of.
You should do it next.
It's not like, listen, I'm not shy about asking for things. Do we not remember
how
I got on Dancing with the Stars, how I got on 2FM?
That's the way to be, isn't it?
I stayed plaguing people, so I did.
Yeah.
Speaking of Dancing with the Stars, have you heard from Jason much since the show?
Yeah, we literally chat all the time. He is the nicest human being, I'm sure you'll vouch for me, and that you could ever meet.
He's one of the funniest people I've ever come across.
He has such a dry, sarcastic sense of humour. I think that's why we got on so well. Like, he literally took everything I said to him with a pinch of salt, and I think that's the best way to be around me.
100%. But also, that's why for the show too, he could throw himself into it so well, because he never got himself too stressed out about any
scenario. No, everyone else backstage was so nervous, and he's just like,
you're all right,
you're grand. And I'm like, I'm not nervous either, Jason.
I used to be sitting backstage, because me and Jason always went out to the eliminations together, because he would help me up the back corridor, even though I should have been the one helping him through a dark corridor. But he was like, no, I know all the tricks here. It was like, great. We'd be sitting at the side, and he'd always be going through the probability reality of, like, you know, like, he'd be doing the maths of how you could get sent home if you weren't safe and how probable it was. And I was like, Jason, shut up.
Like, no, I used to just say, Jason, there's no point in going through. We are at the bottom of the leaderboard, so we probably will be in the dance-off, but let's just give it welly.
And you
let's
weren't.
Let's not get into mathematical facts of where we are and
you
what we need.
Ever. So you got straight through it. And it was, look, it was unbelievable. And I was just looking for one more excuse to talk about Dancing Stars because I've been banned for the last 5 weeks.
Were you on it? I didn't realise.
No.
Oh, you haven't mentioned it.
But I always say this, actually, I need to just tell you this, like, in real life, but I always tell people, like, after the show and everything, because they're always asking, like, what's it like? You know, is it, like, really competitive and stuff? And I was like, Karen Byrne was one of the soundest people from day one for me. I'll never forget you. Like,
don't start me crying already again.
I'm trying my best, right? I haven't seen your tears in a couple of weeks now, but I'll never forget me walking out in my salsa shoes one week and you were like, come here, look at the stadia. And you, like, fixed up the sides of them, cut them. You used to always go into wardrobe and be like, here now, if you could, like, cut that skirt up a little bit shorter, it'd look really good there, Laura. Like, do you know,
I
just
know, things. I think, because you had the whole package. I was pushing you as much as I was pushing Jason, I think.
And look, we all got
you
the final.
And you genuinely are a nice person. And I love to see good things happen to nice people. And if you have long straps and that coralin at the ends and they look ugly on your feet, I'm going to tell you. I'm that type of girl.
You're a girl's girl. A girl's girl. Okay, we've got our dancing out of the way. And Jake's like, come on, that's like 7 years ago.
I should have got a cup of tea, yeah.
We'll bring it back to you right now. Jake, you are so busy. You are bringing out new music for the last couple of months and you've got a new track. Do people just presume you're a country artist because of your brother?
I think so, yeah. I mean, the last number of years, obviously it's got a lot less since I've moved over now 6 years ago to Ireland, 7 years
now, we're
ago maybe.
Together 6 years, so we're over here longer than that.
I was only over a wet week before we got together, wasn't I? But yeah, no, so I think obviously over the last number of years since releasing music, it's got less, but still there's still people that would still think it's very much country, which it isn't. But I get a kick out of then proving people wrong and saying, oh, look, this is my own music.
It's this is what I
written by
do.
Myself and we produced it. And I met a new producer there last year that I record a full EP with, which we released a couple of months ago. And the latest single is a track called What Is Love, which is released today.
We have a clip of that here. So have a listen to this.
Am I enough? Romantic or just a fool to believe in the magic because of you, because of you.
This is What Is Love. It is out right now. Karen,
it is.
So proud listening to that.
Do you know, I feel like it's so old because I've been listening to it since he wrote it. All his songs, I'm like, oh, here, I've heard them a million times.
Karen's always the first person to hear them and it's like,
and,
it's
no,
either good
car,
or bad, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm always honest as well. I'd be like, no, not
for me. Tell me if she thinks it's a load
that
of
one's very
zebra
good,
poo.
Thanks,
Karen. Yeah, Milk and Honey as well dropped, obviously, while we were in the middle of Dancing with
Yes,
well. We
yeah, got, yeah, it did. I did a music video for that where I dredged myself
so in milk
and
honey.
And Karen was like, if there's anything that could give me an ick, it's definitely that. So I'm like, oh,
like, I
thanks.
Have to put up with that. And then the music video has no shoes or socks on, his big hairy feet is out for everyone to see. I'm like, is that necessary? People are just looking at your hairy feet. They're not even listening to the song, in my opinion.
Karen,
but anyway,
funniest person.
This is what I have
met.
To put up with all
aren't
the time.
Lucky? Aren't you lucky though? Like, aren't
you
lucky?
Comedian at all times.
I need another holiday. We're only back.
Well, I mean, sorry, the trip when you headed away right after the show and you went and you got stuck on that flight for about 8 hours.
Oh, Jesus, 6.5 hours.
Oh, my God. No, Jake, I've never laughed so much at someone's set of stories. Like,
do you know what?
I
didn't realise we were there for 8 hours as well. And it was like, I think if I didn't do them stories, I'd have probably been really grumpy. But the fact that Karen was getting more annoyed, I was just getting
a kick out.
Oh, I
was getting annoyed at the fact that he was doing the stories. I was like, you sound like one of those real, the typical Karen. No. I'm not the typical Karen and you're making us look like that couple that are complaining.
It was because she was sitting there with the like tracksuit and the little neck pillow and everything. And all you could hear was, here!
Here. Anytime there was another announcement, here.
That was excellent. Speaking of you singing and bringing back to the Dublin Zoo live that you got to partake in, like, were you singing at any of the animals while you were there?
No, I didn't put them through that. No. Karen was, though. You want to hear Karen singing? She's very, very...
Yeah, I am good singer. I just don't like to outshine you.
Where'd you put on it, to be honest?
Sing, dance, shovel poo. What else am I going to be doing next?
The talents are just endless.
I'm telling you.
How did Lenny react to you guys coming home smelling like the most foreign smells ever?
Do you know, we actually saw that he didn't notice because they wouldn't let us take our uniform home.
Yeah, Karen's raging about this uniform, but I was trying to explain, you can't like be walking around with a Dublin Zoo uniform on, you know what I mean?
I was thinking we would have got in for free all the time. Just, oh, do you know the funniest part about this was, so I was there in the uniform and they were like, okay guys, we'll wrap for lunch. I was gone, happy days. Went into the actual place where everyone goes if you go to the zoo for something to eat, and some fella walks up to me, he's like, sorry, excuse me, do you work here? And I'm in the hat, the jacket, everything with Dublin Zoo plastered all over me, and I was like, no. And he was like, what? I said, no. I was like, I know I'm in the uniform, but I actually don't work here. And then I was like, oh, this is just embarrassing. That's something they should have got on the show, but they didn't. Yeah. There's me in the full uniform saying I don't work there.
Oh, God, I'd say your man is just like... I'd say
getting loads of complaints. She was so unhelpful. Headcase.
Yeah, she didn't want to help me out at all. She wouldn't show me where the snow leopards were. She wanted to keep them all for herself. Oh, guys, it was so great for having you in today. You can see Jake Carter and Karen Byrne and loads of other amateur zookeepers on Zoo Live tonight, Tuesday and Wednesday on RT1 and the RT Player at 7 p.m.
Yes. 7 p.m. And we're not amateurs, we're professionals now.
Okay, all right.
Keep it together.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.